Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Chinese police bring villagers to heel after lasting uprising. Despite the fact that record numbers of teens are being arrested for using marijuana, it's only increasing. Well, yeah, the drug war is succeeding. More people are using it. It's always been the plan. More on Mexico retaliates for border wall plan, says that they will control the U.S. and force our walls down, and telling his people inside the U.S. to rise up and take to the streets and start protesting. Oh, a foreign leader trying to manipulate our internal activities. That's unbelievable. And a UConn school group found on U.S. threat list, just a tame group that went and protested the military, is found as a threat. You know, just all these groups listed as threats by the Pentagon, watching them. And we will get into where George Tenet went. He went to head up thing at Visage, names ex-CIA chief George Tenet to boards. All these big telecommunications companies have got spooks running them. And every day I see a whole bunch of articles that say cameras to cut down on crime at Oak Ridge. And, oh, guess what? We put cameras up to look at the traffic. Oh, now they're going to want you to fight crime. Remember years ago, they're not ever going to use those to watch you. That's to watch, you know, for crime. Remember the Diebold CEO stepped down with allegations of fraud and election fraud and scams and all this? Well, St. Louis is going with Diebold Election Systems. This is out of the St. Louis Post-Dispatch, and it says the St. Louis Election Board has chosen Diebold Election Systems to provide a new hybrid voting system to the city. Officials said they were impressed by the firm's operations and equipment. Oh, yeah. Just absolutely wonderful. And Chertoff, Comrade Chertoff, his cousin, writes hit pieces on me, Homeland Security Director, says FEMA may see radical changes. And U.S. warns Turkey of airstrike on Iran and Syria. We will cover that. U.S. holding children in prison camps. New report on that. And look at this article. Doctors charged with treating cancer patients with weed killer. They're not saying it wasn't working, because basically that's what the chemotherapy is they just have some patented weed killer that's 5,000 times more expensive than weed killer. So a lot of doctors, a lot of them have been caught doing this, just give people regular poison. Seems to work just as good or better all the time. Pretty sick, though, if you're the one going underneath it. A lot of scams going on out there that are very, very serious. But we're also going to get into some other news about torture and the Iraq war, and, of course, continue to take your calls. And now I'm warmed up. We've already taken a lot of calls, but I'm going to take a whole passel of them. And listen, get ready. I'm giving each person about 60 seconds. I'm going to move on to the next person so everybody gets a chance to get involved on air. I'm going to go wild. 1-800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. On this Wednesday, the 21st day of December 2005 edition, when we get back from this quick break. Isn't it just amazing that we have had this long year? But it seems like it was 5 minutes. I mean, at least it does to me. It seems it took me 4 or 5 months to get accustomed to the fact that we were now in 2005, and now it's about, in 10 days, less than 10 days, to be 2006. Coming up in 8-9 months, we're going to end up having the 5th anniversary of 9/11 and the government-sponsored terrorism. So that is coming up. But I'll tell you, this has been a bumper year for the truth. I mean, this is the year that we've seen mass acceptance of 9/11 being an inside job in major polls. It's been the year that it's become acceptable to be discussed by a lot of prominent people. It has been the year that the government's been fully discredited. And it's just been a momentous, fast-moving year, and we're not out of the woods yet, but all of you deserve a pat on the back. And I'm talking to you. Thank you, listeners and sponsors and affiliates and all of you out there that have been part of the Second American Revolution. We'll be right back.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here. And the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the street indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll-free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
The Berkeylite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeylite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeylite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeylite, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
According to the American Diabetes Association, more than 18 million people in the U.S. have diabetes. Most people with diabetes have risk factors such as obesity, high blood pressure, and cholesterol, which increase their risk for heart disease. For example, more than 65% of people with diabetes die from heart disease or stroke. Finding out you or your loved ones have diabetes can be scary. This is why, as your trusted online partner in health, we are committed to bringing you products that help you make informed decisions about your health. At researchherbs.com, you can learn more about GlucoCare, a highly effective and safe natural herbal supplement formulated specifically to help maintain optimal blood sugar levels. As with all products featured on researchherbs.com, GlucoCare is the result of several years of rigorous development and is backed by numerous clinical trials and experimental studies. Visit us online at researchherbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 to learn more. That's 1-800-845-3841.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
So listeners, I mean, I know you're calling in about a whole host of issues, but listeners, what do you think of Vicente Fox saying, hey, rise up, protest in the streets, sue, complain, file complaints. We're going to bring that wall down. We're going to use the international community to pressure the U.S., telling Mexican TV in an address, we are going to stop them from building the wall. A foreign government who has a wall up against Guatemala, very strict immigration rules, but saying, we're going to stop your wall from going in. Man, I demand 10 walls. I demand walls with barbed wire hanging off of them. I mean, it's just, again, I've got to have TSA Viper teams creeping around demanding to see my papers, but the border's going to be wide open, and we're going to legalize all the illegal aliens with an amnesty card. And then Congress finally, the House finally passes a bill. Hadn't passed the Senate yet. They're saying they're going to put, Frist is going to go ruin it and put amnesty in it so the wall won't matter. He'll just put a big, you know, big gate right in it. Come on in. And that's what the NAFTA highways do. All your cars have transponders, and they just, you're an authorized worker. They just drive right in. Excuse me. I got a cold still, folks. I'm getting better, but I have these coughing attacks. I've got to hit the cough button. So to make a long story short, when you hear that they're going to give them worker visas, that's just legalize all of them. And that means skilled and unskilled. Computer workers, software engineers, you think you like that 75% pay cut you've got over the last 3 years? How about just not have a job at all? How's that sound to you? Well, don't worry. You're going to get to lose all your jobs. I mean, this is the plan. Okay, I'm ranting. I said I'd take calls. Let's go ahead and talk to John in Ohio. John, welcome.
Hello. I'd like to recommend a person to you who is I consider a President Jim Garrison, and does go back to the investigations in the 60s, into the JFK assassination, the Robert Kennedy assassination, and right down to the president and the 9/11 conspiracy. And he's a veteran by the name of Ralph Schoenman. And he's at takingaim.info. His website is takingaim.info. And he's about the only person I hear occasionally that gets on Pacifica Radio that climbs over and around that censorship wall the gatekeepers erect against any discussion of the evidence of government complicity in the 9/11 attacks.
Well, yeah, I mean, there are not, think about this, there are not gatekeepers on George Norrie's Coast to Coast. They let people get on and say whatever they want. They let me get on and say whatever I want. But Pacifica, the supposed bastion of freedom and, you know, just being a wonderful place of liberalism, you try to expose the left-right paradigm. You try to expose the Democrats for being a bunch of warmongering criminals in the same hip pocket of the same military-industrial complex, and it ain't going over the air because they take Ford Foundation money.
Well, I would think that, from what I've heard, they do expose the Democrats on Pacifica. They don't do it on Air America. Though I've heard today that Mike Malloy is going to have somebody on it starting at 3 o'clock who's going to point out the finding of the black boxes from 9/11. It's pretty belated, but that's pretty good. And he's about the only one on Air America who will do that.
Yeah, that's in the stack, Counterpunch, and it's up on PrisonPlanet.com. See, this is such old news to us. It's been in the Philadelphia Daily News. It's been in the Boston Globe, and we've interviewed the people. They found three of the four boxes with the orange stripes on them. It's in my film, Martial Law. There's no debating it. The FBI said national security and hauled them off. Now, why don't they counterpunch? Dug up more evidence that the FBI does indeed have them. Well, of course they have them. They carried out the attack.
Absolutely. There's something I wanted to mention that I've just heard somebody played a part of it on his laptop of takingaim.info about how this investigation into Libby is really not what it appears to be. And this guy Fitzgerald is really part of a there is some kind of a split between the neocons and the more cunning imperialists who are objecting to some of their stupid mishandling of the war, even though they support all of the evil aims of this war. And Fitzgerald Wilson was perpetrated a sting operation against by fabricating that Niger document. It was actually, according to Ralph Schoenman, forged by the CIA in alliance with Plame and Wilson to sucker them into this using it, because they'll use any kind of lie, these neocons, and they fell for it. And according to Schoenman, they were at a party of CIA agents were saying, man, it was really cool. We really suckered them right into it, because they'll go for any fabricated intelligence. And that they're trying to actually set them up. And Fitzgerald actually was one of the people who covered up the FBI involvement in the 93 attacks on the World Trade Center. That he was the prosecutor at that time, and he prosecuted Lynn Stewart, who was...
No, I was aware of that. No, everybody's like, Fitzgerald's going to save us. What a great American.
Yeah.
Just look at that young man. He's a good boy. He's like Elliot Ness and pure baloney. And so I will get that individual on, and I am familiar with some of his work. But there was a point you raised earlier, though. Oh, you called him imperialist. And, you know, I know the communists use that terminology, but the Pentagon gets on C-SPAN with Barnett and others, Professor Barnett, and says, we are an empire. We work for Wall Street. The American people, we don't work for them. And they openly in their documents say, we're an empire. And then good old boys hear that and go, well, good, I'll be part of the empire. You're going to be a slave in the empire, folks. And, you know, I wanted to get your take, because I know you're a leftist in the false paradigm still, John. You've called before. I mean, have you ever read Carroll Quigley at Georgetown, where he says, I've been into the elite meetings. We control the communist and the fascist. We control anything that's command and control. We support it all. Don't you understand these internationalists are bigger than any one country, and they play these different countries off against each other, and anything that centralizes is their tool?
Well, I know about Carroll Quigley, but I don't agree with the analysis that versus the Soviet Union, whether it was a deformed socialism, whether it was hijacked by Stalin or not, was actually something that they wanted. They will naturally try to subvert it. They will try to overturn it. But a country that closes out...
Okay, let me ask you a question. Tiananmen Square, do you think Tiananmen Square was wrong?
Yes, but what I'm saying...
No, let me stop you right there, because the Washington Post is kind of like it's a good thing now. What do you think about the latest thing where these farmers didn't want to give up their ancestral lands with their already subsistence level, the poorest people in China, and don't want to move on to being factory slaves, basically, building widgets,
and they
just went in and mowed a bunch of them down. You think that's real good?
Well, I think China is a capitalist country at this point, and
it
never
was
really.
Oh, you're actually right. It is, yeah.
Yeah, and also, I'm just saying that we have to have the same kind of skepticism that we get reports concerning China, North Korea, Cuba, or anything that has a communist label, true or false, on it, because we know how much they lie about the lesser targets that they have in Syria, Iraq, and Iran. I think we have to have the same kind of skepticism, because I recall an anti-war activist who considered himself very sophisticated, a top leader, who got fooled by some this kind of disinformation of the CIA in Angola. John Stockwell, the CIA station chief, wrote how they were planting false disinformation about Cuba, Cuban troops committing atrocities in Angola, and then the next day they would print a story saying that Castro disciplined the troops. Both of the stories were false, but if you have something that seems to mitigate the first one, people will believe it. All I'm saying is that we got to be just as skeptical about the phase two targets of the project for New American Century, North Korea and China, as we are about...
Oh, come on. North Korea, he really does have a seven-story pleasure palace. He apologized for kidnapping women he wanted to rape to death. I mean, the guy's an absolute bucket of pus.
Well, eventually they're going to drop this two-pronged strategy of having China up here.
Well, regardless, just because the globalists are evil doesn't mean that their opponents aren't evil. Governments are evil.
Just let's not get sucked into
a war. John, thanks for the call. John, thanks for the call. You're never going to learn. Government's evil. The nature of man is evil. You centralize something, evil people are going to gravitate towards power because they're control freaks. You understand that? It's always going to backfire. It's always going to be bad. Okay? You see, there are 60-something rogue countries that the globalists say they want to invade. And some of those countries are good. Some of those countries are bad. Some of those countries are somewhat corrupt or a little corrupt or aren't corrupt. And then they'll say, well, are you for the New World Order with Europe and the U.S. taking over? Or are you with the mullahs in Iran? Or, well, are you for... You know, I look at it with a geopolitical strategy. And I say, well, okay, who is more evil? Who is more centralized? Well, it's the globalist. I mean, they're just absolute murdering trash. They have a horrible mass plan. What screws up their plan? Rogue nations. Quote, what is rogue? Free, independent nations. And so that's what they're going after. And as soon as you fall into a debate of, oh, I'm against the globalists, so I'm for, you know, China. And people go, what do you mean China's capitalist? Capitalism is not free market. And people are going, really? Yes, it's not. See, people don't even know what definitions mean. People don't even know what definitions mean. Capitalism is a form of centralized mercantilism, okay? And there are four different types of capitalism, but we have crony, centralized, command and control, authoritative capitalism, okay? And they'll use anybody. They'll go hire a communist thug because he'll give them all the gold mines, and they'll fund him to kill his own population and use them as slaves. As the workmen beat him over the head going, you're part of the workers' brigade, you know, the people's. And then the communists went after the family. They went after God. They went after freedom of religion. I mean, they did do those things. You got all these bleeding hearts who just will scream and yell once they're under a real communist regime. And by the way, that's only window dressing. It's the same thing as a fascist regime or any of this. So Jiang Zemin, before he left office a few years ago, was in BBC headline, Chinese communism, the ultimate expression of capitalism. People said, man, he's really going crazy. No, it's true. You got a bunch of fat generals, a bunch of scum, you know, a bunch of ticks bleeding the population with a bunch of slave goods, leveraging out all our jobs, working with our degenerate elite. I mean, it's not communism. Communism doesn't exist outside of an anthill. Your calls are coming up.
Thanks for tuning in to this edition of Coffee on the Air. I'm your host, Joe Java. Today we're talking about guilt-free, healthy coffee. Yes, it is possible to enjoy healthy coffee. And on today's episode, we're going to tell you how. More after this break.
Time to wake up and start your day on a healthy note with Gano Coffee. What makes Gano Coffee so special is the addition of high-quality Ganoderma from the amazingly nutritious red reishi mushroom that provides energy and helps expel toxins from the body. For your coffee sample, call toll-free 866-271-3653.
Welcome back to Coffee on the Air. I'm Joe Java with news that you can enjoy guilt-free coffee. Just visit our website, coffeeontheair.com. Or call us directly at 866-271-3653. Stay tuned for the next episode of Coffee on the Air, when we discuss how Gano Coffee can boost your immune system and can actually help you get a good night's sleep.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared, but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold in the same time frame increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Said I'd give each caller about a minute and go to all of you, and then I gave John the entire segment. I just can't do that, but it's just none of this stuff is really sound bites. We're going to your calls really fast now, and then I will get into 911 missing black boxes and World Trade Center attacks found by firefighters, analyzed by NTSB, concealed by FBI, and that's Counterpunch, okay? Which is actually mainstream journalists that couldn't get their stuff printed in the L.A. Times and New York Times anymore, so they went and started a website. It's a bunch of leftist stuff, but it's always milquetoast, totally confirmed. So, I mean, we already knew this, but they'll be hailed as breaking a massive story, which is fine. I don't care. It's just that everybody's saying, have you heard? Have you heard? Well, yeah, it was in, like, major Boston papers and Philadelphia papers years ago. But there's been some new developments, so we'll go over it. Let's go ahead and talk to Nathaniel in Texas, and then Mike and many, many others. Go ahead, Nathaniel.
Hey, Nathaniel, how's it going out? I'm sorry. Hey, Alex, how's it going?
Good,
here.
Good. No, I'm
have you heard
Nathaniel.
Of, have you heard of Echelon?
Yes.
What do you know about Echelon? It's kind of a global spying network, right?
Yes, it's between five countries, the U.S., Canada, Australia, New Zealand, and the U.K., and it's a particular program name of data sharing between these hubs in those five countries. It's part of the National Security Agency.
Okay. Have you heard anything about black boxes and TV snooping, two-way, audio-visual? Coming into your house, like, they've had this technology since 79 or 83. It uses the wiring of your house.
Yeah, I can actually... are you asking me a question? Or?
Yeah, I was asking you if you've heard of that and you believe that's true also.
Well, I mean, it depends on what technology you're talking about. But go ahead and make your points, and I'll answer your question.
Well, I was just wondering what you knew about it, actually. I've got an article here from Wake Up America, from the ForbiddenKnowledge.com. I didn't know if you'd seen that website.
Yeah, I've seen that stuff. Let's just cover what we can totally prove, okay?
Okay.
Cable systems can track what you watch and how long you watch it and what you do. Now with the digital cable and the TiVos, they know exactly what you watch and how long you watch it. And remember when Janet Jackson 2 years ago exposed herself?
Oh, yeah. Everybody ran it back on TiVo that was a perv and didn't have porno television.
Well, the point is that TiVo bragged. People went, well, wait a minute. They finally clicked. TiVo goes, we had 2.4 million replays in that first 5 minutes, a record. And then the Boston papers and the Dallas papers and a big one was in the Chicago Tribune. They said, wait a minute, TiVo watches what we watch? Well, yeah, and then they also then get that data on your habits, very lucrative. And I've had Time Warner employees locally get mad at me and send me mean emails out. How dare you talk about that? Sure, we can do that, but it doesn't mean we do. Well, are you in that division? Well, no. I just don't like you anymore. We're going to lose subscribers. I mean, the facts are the facts. Listen, these Scientific Atlantic boxes, most of them have microphones in them, though there's, quote, no use for them. And it's in the owner's manual. They can be used to listen to you. But that's nothing compared to what the computers do. And then they've also talked about how there's technology where they can use the electricity in your outlets to listen to you. I don't know if that's real, but I know this is real. They have old technology where they dial into your phone and use it even when it's off the hook or on the hook. When you pick your phone up a lot of times and it was already, this happens to me all the time. And sometimes it's an accident, sometimes it's a phone company thing, but, you know, when it's happening all the time, you go and you pick it up and there's no audio, and even G. Gordon Liddy talks about this because he's a spy and had actually done this himself at the FBI. They just, you know, have a little box they use. Or it can be set up via computers, and then they use the receiver as a microphone in your house. So they don't need to break in your house and go and put microphones in. They use the phones.
Sounds like they don't really need all the extra powers they're trying to get from the Patriot Act. They can already do all that.
Yeah, the Patriot Act is about them trying to put it in law.
Oh, make it a law, make it official?
Yeah, just make it official.
What does the V-chip, do you know what its function is that they're advertising, that they're pushing on television now?
I'm sorry, somebody was talking to me. What did you say?
Do you know what the purpose of them pushing the V-chip on us is?
Yeah,
you know,
they're
advertising it as being able to control what your kids watch better.
Mm-hmm. That's a whole other area. Thank you for the call. And you see, I just said I'd go to the callers quicker, and I really didn't. It's almost impossible because I get asked question after question after question. The V-chip is so they can have all the violence and stuff on TV, and they know that no one's going to spend the time to actually program that, and so it just gives you the emotional salve and the excuse to let all that propaganda and violence and brainwashing come into your house. And at the other level, it gets you accustomed to
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community.
I never voted for a war criminal. Have you?
Real conservatives hate Bush.
Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626.
If only our president would listen to his God.
Perhaps Jenna Bush.
Osama bin Forgotten.
Go to LibertyStickers.com and express your freedom of speech today.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000 plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
All of the studies, all the statistics universally show that television is a society-destroying mechanism. Because reading and listening, they develop the brain. You have to image what you hear on the radio. You're imaging in real time. Your mind is creating a mental picture subconsciously, and if you focus on it consciously, of everything I'm saying. When I talk about your mind, you picture your brain. You know, that is a intellect thought process building device. Reading, just as much so. TV is a mesmerizing, passive, spectating, spectator situation. And actually lowers your brain waves lower than sleep to an artificially low level. Major studies, strangely enough, video games after long play even more. That's why they'll finally have seizures after they're done playing. I mean, this is mind control, folks. The flicker of the TV, everything. I mean, I've been at UT Psychology Department where they have whole rooms, whole laboratories funded by DARPA that aren't even classified about how to flicker the TV the right rate to make you be suggestible. I mean, it's not even hidden. I've been allowed in to see it. Oh, here we're testing the flicker rate of TV screens on these monkeys to see what will mesmerize them and control them. Don't worry, we euthanize them after we're done. UT Psychology Department right now. I was not allowed to see the monkeys themselves. They're on computer screens. They can punch them up. They're actually in a building across the street. Oh, I bet this makes you mad, doesn't it? globalist. I mean, they actually have little primates in there testing for you how to flicker the TV to control you better. The exact flicker rate that's the best. I mean, that's without looking. Oh, what's in this room? Oh, we test the woman's sex response and then after being on a particular drug. Oh, what's in this room? Oh, retina scanner testing. Oh, it's a retina scanner that scans you from a distance. Oh, very nice. Funded by DARPA? Yes. Here's the DARPA sheet. It'll be hanging on this wall in the laboratory. It's all DARPA funded. And so most of this building doesn't have students in it. No. Most of this is defense research. Uh-huh. Oh, thank you. Oh, and you have the monkeys here. What's this? This is to test how it affects the brain. Different flicker rates. Oh, thank you. I mean, this is my life, ladies and gentlemen. Meanwhile, you tell the general public this. It's not even hidden. They don't even know. They're flickering the TV to do this to you. They're doing that's why my videos are so successful. They're the truth being used in that medium, and it just totally deprograms people. But I go watch movies every few weeks. I watch a little bit of TV when I have to. I watch tapes and videos you send me of TV. But, I mean, I don't like it. I don't enjoy TV anymore. It's not true. When I get on, I wasn't watching TV for a long time the last few years, but I end up watching about an hour a day on the stair stepper. I got a treadmill, too. I have a stair stepper, a treadmill, and a bicycle. Because I do that now, so I can still eat cheeseburgers and enchiladas. But, so that's, see, I mean, the caller brings up a great point. I want to talk about it for hours, and I got a stack of those here and loaded phones. I'm really going to them fast now. I am getting to some calls here. Let's go ahead and talk to Mike in Illinois. Mike, go ahead.
How you doing, Alex?
Good.
One of these days I'm going to get canned for the hot air wait time, but that's all right. I love your hot air.
Well, don't get canned.
No, don't worry about it. If today happens, big deal. I'll just move to politics. Two things that I'm looking forward to, and then I'll get off of here. The politicians against Bush, since it's an election year, now they're all going to turn against him. And, oh, we were against this from the start. But actually, the reason I called you yesterday, and again today, we just had security in our building come up and take everybody's photograph. And when I went to, I deal a lot with building management, and I went and I talked to the general manager, and he and I sat down, and he said, it's got nothing to do with an initiative by the management company. It's part of the city of Chicago's citywide security grid that's now going to go into a database. They didn't tell anybody
this.
I understand that, but they didn't tell anybody.
It's infrastructure protection. It's a Pentagon model, and all slaves, where you work, where you look. Remember what Ridge said 3 years ago? Where you work, what job you have.
I've been following all this for 14 years every single day.
Well, I'm going to shut up. Tell us what they told you.
All they told us was this was to redo the security initiatives for our building. And as I talked to management, they turned around and said, no, this is citywide. All it's for is so where you are, you're recognized, it brings up your ID, you're supposed to be in X building on the corner of, you're over here, and it flags a situation. And then I'll say this one thing, and then I'll jump off, and God bless you for what you do, Alex. My father, for 35 years, built clean rooms, safe rooms, worked for companies that were government contractors that design reconnaissance cameras and weapon sighting systems. And most of the stuff that you would sit back and go, well, I don't know, yeah, they do, and they've been doing it for a long time. They had to generate their own power for these systems, for these rooms, so nobody could tap in through the power lines. This stuff's been going on for years. People don't want to admit it. We need to start getting smart, and we need to start taking action. The first thing that has to happen is we need to educate each other. So if you're sitting there going, I don't know what to do, don't just focus on things that are way out in left field that would be hard for people to grasp. Start to educate them. Most of them don't even know who their congressmen are. And they're sitting there, and they're going to go and cast a vote. And this time we're going to go with the Democrats because it was the Republicans that are screwing us over. We have to smarten up or it's over. God bless you, Alex. Merry Christmas. Love you. Bye.
Well, that was a great caller that tunes in to listen to the babbler. But, no, I mean, certainly I know they've got some high-tech devices that can do that. But you're right. I mean, why even focus on it? The surveillance is total. And you can decide to go in your shell and just get in the fetal position and New World Order take me away, or you can decide to fight it. Criminals have had unlimited funding and power and have had a secret government, and they've gotten really arrogant, and they see us as their cattle, and they're engaging in social engineering. And, it's in MIT Magazine. It's in Pentagon documents. It's public. These cameras and face scanners and ID cards, all designed by the Defense Department to control you. And what building you're in and where you go, and it's hooked into face scanning cameras. And they're talking about private buildings, any job you have, RFID in your IDs. I mean, total slavery, folks. No one's ever been this enslaved. No one. We are going to be just, just in hell on earth. It's almost here. And the general public's going, well, I guess if Bin Laden's on the phone, they ought to be able to listen to it. They listen to everything. One of their biggest problems was before 9/11, the NSA kept red flagging the government's own op, and so they had to tell the NSA to shut up. The only problem for this surveillance is that sometimes it actually does what it's supposed to do. They haven't been following any Bill of Rights or Constitution. We're in so much trouble. I love this country so much, and I can't believe they're getting away with this. Well, they're not going to get away with it. And I wasn't aware of the particulars taking photos, everybody. I didn't know that was already happening, but I've read that in mainstream newspapers. It's not even hidden. I mean, that's the thing, is they're just doing it. I mean, we're total prisoners. The public schools are training the kids how to be prisoners. Everything is how to be a prisoner. Have an ID, get shook down by the cops, have police dogs sniffing on you and biting your bags. You know, we got video of all that and shaking you down and cameras in the bathrooms. And meanwhile, the border's wide open. I mean, it's just, meanwhile, every time someone's a terrorist, we turns out they're a government agent. I mean, and we have documents we're swimming in of our government staging terror attacks back over 110 years, you know, from 1898 and the what happened with the Maine to what happened with the Gulf of Tonkin, to the USS Liberty, to Operation Northwoods, to programs they carried out, like the NATO option, the Salvadoran option. Programs. I have Army field manuals about how to carry out terror attacks and blame it on people. They have classified Army manuals that have been declassified how to carry out terror attacks and blame it on people. I'm sick of it. I'm tired of it. I don't want to take your Ritalin. I don't want to take your Prozac. I don't want to drink your sodium fluoride. I don't want to sit here and drink your the poison, the aspartame. I don't want to, you know, take your vaccines full of mercury that you say is nutritious on the local news. I mean, we have local newscast here in Austin, and they've aired nationwide, it's the same script, saying mercury is nutritious, good for your brain. I mean, that's just pure bull. You people are out of control. And it freaks me out. I mean, it just, the public is willfully in denial. It's just willfully stupid about all this. All the energies of our economy, all the energies of America, since 1947, have been put into dumbing us down, enslaving us, tracking us, understanding our behavior, making us as stupid as they can, and we've gone from being the smartest to being the dumbest, from being the most healthy to being the most unhealthy, from being the innovators of the world to being the spoiled, rotten, dumb of the world, and they were government hits put on us, government program. They did it to us just so we could be controlled. Look what they've done to us. And government people listening right now, what is your major malfunction? Oh, they're going to take your pension fund. They're going to take everything you got to, and you'll still love them. I know, because you're a government person. You've got a uniform. I know. Oh, man. Tim in Ohio, go ahead. Very nice, Tim. Anything you'd like to say? Okay, let's go to Mike in Louisiana. Mike, go ahead.
Yes, sir, Alex. How are you doing today?
Good.
Quick statement. Last week here in Louisiana, they were digging up the levees to check to see if they were built to specs because everyone was thinking, well, maybe they weren't built to specs and this, that, and the other. So as they're digging these things up, reports are coming in. They're built exactly to specs. So before people start thinking that Mama D, who testified in front of Congress to say that they were blown up, before that starts to take hold, the very next day on the same radio show, they have an expert on who pretty much says that, well, this whole civil engineering thing is kind of a guessing game. You can't really test it. Trying to basically poo-poo the fact that maybe the whole design was wrong anyway.
Well, we don't just have local community leaders saying they saw or heard bombs. We have two police officers. We have one beat cop, and we have one senior probation officer who saw explosions.
Yeah.
So I don't know. You know what? I'm not going to debate that, see. I'm sure they did blow it up, but you know what? It's not just to, quote, flood the black neighborhoods. It's to flood the whole thing so they can take it over,
sure,
and run a scam and have a big diversion and pump $200 billion into it that goes to their buddies. I know Bush said that every contract would go to locals. None of them have. There have been two state contracts last time I checked, and there's hundreds of others that go to Halliburton and others, and Halliburton uses illegal aliens and then doesn't even pay the illegal aliens. I mean, this is the type of greediness we're seeing. And then on top of it, sir, FEMA jammed the communications from word one, minute one as the hurricane hit,
exactly,
as Katrina hit. FEMA sabotaged sabotage the lines. The police had to, at gunpoint, pull them off stuff. They wouldn't let the food get in. So, and then we got the FEMA memo that said they knew that would happen, and then they spin it to where FEMA knew they were inept. No, FEMA did this. By, quote, screwing up, they'll get more funding.
Yeah, and I don't see how people buy that. It's like, you know, the bigger the government program is, the more it screws up, more money's going to solve it. And people believe it.
Drug war doubles every 10 years, and the numbers are out. Even more drug use, more prisons, and they're just going to expand it.
But they can tell you that all the stats on the same.
Exactly.
Thanks a lot. Have a good day.
Good to hear from you. I appreciate you holding, Mike. Let's talk to Chris in Kentucky. Chris, go ahead.
Yeah, thanks, Alex. There was a KET program on the other night about this experiment with these gliders called Dragonfly with the Marines, with these like surveillance gliders. Have you heard the reports of this experiment that they want to do with these?
Well, I know that the Marines all over the country have already had them flying around surveilling us. And the what was it, L.A. Times reported that they bought, what was it, 15 of them, the police did, these little drones that look like flying saucers. They fly around surveilling everybody. And but, no, I haven't heard this particular. What's going on?
Well, when I watch that, it also has like a computer, and they admittedly say it's like a database of information that they want to get. And I, oh, man, this is what they want to do. And I believe they're conditioning the people that they want to, you know, advance this technology.
I got Fox News. I got a clip somewhere in my stacks of videos from like 3 years ago where it showed them testing a, quote, domestic surveillance population control drone or something. It was a domestic surveillance riot control drone. They had some really scary name for it. And this little flying saucer with a turban flies up and has weapons on it and orders somebody to stand still while they're face scanning to show their ID. I'm not kidding. I mean, this is what they're actually developing. And then now I told people about the blimps. Now five major cities have blimps. Tethered, Homeland Security with ground penetrating radar looking through your walls. And they're announcing nationwide that they're going to start having, there's already 144 Cessnas flying around watching us, but now it's going to be drones, just drones flying around giving us orders, controlling us.
Oh, yeah, it's admitted, and those can see right through walls and everything.
Oh, they had this on the show. Just very friendly then.
Yeah.
What else was the program telling us about?
Well, another technology experiment they were watching, as I was watching, was a little small type to go inside of houses. Oh, wouldn't this be neat if we could get it one that is small as a fly or an insect and fly around your house and surveillance to see what's going on in there? I mean, I couldn't believe what I was seeing. This is for urban war or warfare they were talking about.
Yeah, and you go to those Marine Corps drills, it's for here in America, Chris.
It surely is, and it's your freedom.
It is freedom. Freedom is no due process. Freedom is being tasered. Freedom is having giant prisons everywhere. Freedom is losing your jobs and having police stomp around in Darth Vader outfits. Thanks for the call.
Thank you.
Yeah, freedom is having all these public officials saying we should all be forced to take chips. And then if you criticize it, you're a kook. That's freedom. See, we're the weird ones for not liking it. They're normal when they say it on TV. We're radical. We're freaking out over all this, and we really shouldn't. Chris in Texas. Go ahead, Chris.
I just wanted to say, not to keep going back to Katrina, but what a lot of people don't realize, I was a paramedic there, I've spoke to you in person, that the involvement that went on to the staging of what Jesse Jackson did, he went in there with those five buses, people were left for dead, and EMS was ordered, all rescue personnel ordered to stay out of New Orleans so that it would not look bad when he came in there to come and rescue those people. I mean, he had a National Guard troop. I've never heard anybody cover this, and I've never been able to tell.
No, he's a CFR officer. It's totally staged. Jackson and Bush and Clinton, they're all buddies, and it's just all staged. It was there to create racial division. It's there to FEMA was there to make sure everything fell apart. This is how they do it. I was aware of that, but why don't you tell folks more about it?
Well, basically, this was day five. A lot of people don't realize this is actually the day that FEMA was supposedly supposed to take over. They'd ordered everybody to stay out. I went ahead and went in because I knew that they still needed help. They had entire nursing homes dropped off at my feet. They had there was infants that were unconscious, about to die, that hadn't eaten in 4 days, and they were left. We were begging people. The only way that we got help was I actually got to grab one of the helicopter pilots. And this was at, everybody's got to realize, this was at 10th and Causeway, the main refugee camp. And I grabbed one of him and started yelling at him, and he went on a divert to get some of these people out of here. At the end, when everybody was going to the Louis Armstrong International Airport, where the main stage hospital, they had no place left to take them. They stopped. They started bringing them back to us at 10th and Causeway. I mean, critically ill people. And even days afterwards, I mean, just the amount of resources that I witnessed turned away the day after the hurricane was
That's what the emergency manager said. They had to watch their family die, and FEMA ordered no one in to help because they had to, quote, go, oh, look, we screwed up. We need triple the funding. It's just a cynical way to get control.
Well, I appreciate it, Alex. You're doing a great job.
Well, I appreciate your call. Take care, my friend. Last call, Everett in Ohio. Everett, go ahead.
Hi, Alex.
Yes.
I've been researching the Help of America Vote Act of 2002 because our local TV stations have been saying that we're required to put in these electronic touchscreen machines.
And you're not. It just says if the states or the counties want the money, the feds will pay to have Diebold fraud machines put in for you.
Well, for people, that's Section 301, and I'll read it, and it says, verify may not be defined in any manner to make it impossible for a paper ballot voting system to meet the requirement. If you could get us information on what manufacturers make those machines, that we could get the information
well,
to our
county. Stay there, Everett. But the big point here is and I've seen the same newscast here. It's always the same script. By law, we've got to take these machines. It's the law. Not the law. It's $6 million to pay to put the fraud machines in. And it's just more pure lies. Everything's lies. There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
So he wants a chance to say what he had to say. He'll have to do it quickly because I want to get into this article about the black boxes, which are really orange boxes with stripes on them. And it's admitted. I mean, the FBI grabbed them and declared national security and won't release them. And they lied about it. And they've been caught, and there's another article about it today. But real quick, Everett in Ohio, you bring up this point about how they say, it's the law, we've got to take the new voting machines with no record connected to all this fraud. And really, there is no law. It just says if the states want the money, they can take the money to put in new recommended, all, of course, fraud-driven systems. So many systems are bad. I mean, even the Scantron systems are bad because that is then fed into a computer. But go ahead and finish up your comments.
Well, in trying to read Section 301, I don't understand what it's even upgrading unless it's the it says that once you need to be, have it accessible to people with limited literacy and alternate languages. But it doesn't. It says that it indicates that you can still use the voting machine, the same voting machines, as long as it updated to these things. So I wish people would read over that Section 301. Go to the commissioners, and then if you have any companies that provide the lever, the old machines, because the experts are going to the county commissioners and saying there are no other manufacturers, we have to get
these. It's a national scam. Thanks for the call. And if they get all this in, it's over. Oh, you voted to be put in the FEMA camp. Yeah, you voted to have your pension fund taken. Uh-huh, see, the machine said so. I mean, the Diebold head guy just had to resign. There's all these all this fraud coming out. But, oh, let's put their machines in. Oh, here, yes. 911 missing black boxes and World Trade Center attacks found by firefighters, analyzed by NTSB, concealed by FBI by Dave Lindorf, Counterpunch. And it says on the one of the more puzzling mysteries of 9/11 is whatever happened to the flight recorders of the two planes that hit the World Trade Center towers. Now it appears they may not be missing at all. Oh, really? And Counterpunch has learned that the FBI has them? That's been in the Philadelphia Daily News 2 years ago. Flight recorders, commonly known as black boxes, though these days they are generally bright orange, are required on all passenger planes. They are always to a flight data recorder that keeps track of the people's speed, altitude, and course. And then it goes into all four of the devices were recovered from the two planes that hit the Pentagon. We have witnesses that saw three. And at the rural crash in Pennsylvania. In the case of Flight 77, which hit the Pentagon, the FBI reports that the flight data recorder survived and had recoverable information, but the voice recorder was allegedly too damaged to provide any record. Oh, so now they're going to produce that one. And in the case of United Airlines Flight 93, which hit the ground at 500 miles per hour in Pennsylvania, the situation was reversed. The voice recorder survived, but the flight data box was allegedly damaged beyond recovery. But the FBI states, and also the 9/11 Commission reports, that none of the recording devices from the two planes that hit the World Trade Center were ever recovered. But now the FBI, it says, that is saying there's stronger evidence that something is amiss and that simply the alleged non-recovery of all four boxes. A source of the National Transportation Safety Board said the agency has had the task of deciphering the data that came back from boxes retrieved from the crash sites, including those that are being handled as crimes and fall under the jurisdiction of the FBI. So the NTSB is saying the FBI does have. It's a long article. It's on prisonplanet.com. And they did dig up some new information. We commend them. But, I mean, they've already been caught red-handed sneaking off of three of them. I'm sorry, Tim. We didn't have time to get to you. I was going to try, but I tried to rush through that and it was incoherent. But I'll see you back tonight, 9 to midnight, Central Standard Time. Back tomorrow, 11 to 2, Central Standard Time. Get out there and expose corruption. Get out there and help us get America back to what its founding principles are. Liberty and freedom, land of the free, home of the brave, not land of the slave and, you know, home of the stupid. We're out of here. God bless you all. Get out there and take on the New World Order. This broadcast is available on MP3 CD format at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645. Hello, folks.